think for her, at that point in time, she saw how much she needed to cut away from Charles, that he was like this, you know, John and Dan always like say that he's like this bad like college boyfriend that she just can't stop going back to, and it's like this kind of magnetism that she knows is like going against everything that she wants for her life. And you know, she had to make this very, very harsh decision because she knew that he was her Achilles heel. She would always be going back to him. And the fact that he is such an anarchist, it goes totally against her vision of that Flint has as well. Like, you really get that sense from the beginning when he talks about, you know, picking up an oar and walking inland. You get this sense that he's the voice of reason, and she knows she has to end up there. So Vane was always gonna stand in the way of that. So you don't get to see, after she's made this decision in season 4, how much that has put her life in danger. I don't think she realizes, like, there's this moment of hubris of like she has her control over her life, and no one is going to stand in her way, even somebody who she intensely loves and has intense desire. So it's like, it's a super hard decision that she makes, but she's always making those decisions. She's always putting the future of the island and what she wants for the island above her own personal desires. So yeah, for me, that's like a super interesting thing to play.